I'm going to read one more poem. It's called A Beautiful Day. It's a beautiful day, the small man said from behind me, and I could tell he had a slight limp from the rasp of his boot against the sidewalk, and I was slow to look at him because I've learned to close my ears against the voices of passers-by, which is easier than closing them to my own mind. And although he said it, I did not hear it until he said it a second or third time, but he did. He said, "It's a beautiful day." And something in the way he pointed to the sun unfolding between two oaks overhanging a basketball court on 10th Street made me, too, catch hold of that light, opening my hands to the dream of the soon blooming. And never did he say, "Forget the crick in your neck, nor your bloody dreams." He did not say, "Forget the multiple shades of your mother's heartbreak, nor the father in your city kneeling over his bloody child, nor the speed of fire, nor the five species of bird this second become memory." No, he said only, "It's a beautiful day." This tiny man, limping past me with upturned palms, shaking his head in disbelief.